Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get James White's microphone on.
James White brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. Hello, James.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Short turnaround is an understatement. You don't usually have to do the Saturday to Thursday turnaround, but you're ready.
Yeah, I mean, just got to heal the body up, get ready to go. It's good work. I mean, it's kind of like as if you're playing a Thursday night game during the season, so good preparation for that.
How has your off seasons and even, you know, the preseason changed for you, your first couple years in the league to now, been through this grind several times? Has your approach changed much?
My approach hasn't changed. I think things just kind of slow down for you a little bit. You know what to do as far as taking care of your body, what to expect from practices and games and whatnot. So just doing whatever it takes so you feel as best as you can going out there on game days.
James, you have a teammate that is returning to you guys. Just your reaction to Josh Gordon getting back in the mix.
I think it's great for him to have another opportunity to play in this league. Obviously, he's a good football player. Good to have him back. But at the same time, we still got to go out there. We're still trying to find ourselves as a team. So, like today, we still have practice today. So, we're going to go out there and try and improve all together.
What was the reaction like when he showed up in your locker room for the first time in a long time?
Obviously, you greet him. Like I said, it's happy to see him. Happy he gets the opportunity to play football again. At the same time, we're trying to build a camaraderie as a team, as an offense, as a defense, as a special teams, and we're still working on that, and we're still trying to find ourselves, so everybody's still working.
How does he fit in? Obviously, there's 90 guys on the team. I'm sure there are certain kind of cliques and things like that. Like, is he close with a lot of the guys, kind of a loner? How would you describe Josh?
I think everybody in our locker room, everybody talks to everybody, everybody's friends with everybody, so it's no different than anybody else. Whether a guy just walking to the locker room today or whether a guy's been here for 20 years, everybody accepts one another, and you never know who you're going to need on game day. So I think we have a good group of guys that accepts anybody who walks into the locker room.
I know Bill always talks about every year starting over, and even if it's the same basic team, there's the on-field identity or whatever you want to call it, who you are as a team, but there's also the chemistry. When does that really start to take hold that you say, okay, this is how we are, we're a good tight unit? Is that now, or does that have to wait till later in the year?
I think it takes place ever since OTAs. From the moment you step into the building, like I said, everybody talks to everybody. Everybody tries to get to know people on a personal level, so you really know you could depend on that person next to you, whether he's next to you on special teams, defense, or offense. And I said, everybody tries to work together and gets to know each and every person as a football player, as a person in general. So you can go out there, compete, and you know who you're playing against.
So could you name all your teammates' kids?
No, I can't.
Okay, so you don't know that well.
I don't blame you. Yeah. You got a lot of teammates.
There's 90 of them.
What do you want?
We got our first opportunity to get a glimpse at a new member of the running back corps here, a kid who was drafted this year. What were your first impressions on how Damian ran with the ball?
He ran hard. Like I said, it was his first time getting some live action. I thought he ran hard. He tried to do whatever it took to go out there and help the offense move the football. And I said, it's just his first game out there. He's still learning, and I think he tried to play pretty well.
I'm always curious about this from a veteran player's perspective. Young kid comes in. He's at your position. Mm-hmm. He's playing the same spot you're playing. How much help do you give a kid like that?
No, I mean, you help him as much as possible. Obviously, everybody's different. People may have different approaches, but I help him as much as possible. You never know. I mean, God forbid anybody gets hurt. You never know who you're going to need, maybe right now or week 17 or in the playoffs or whatnot. So try to help string those guys along and show them the ropes. You never know when you're going to need them.
Now, this is a question I got from a friend. Will your fantasy value go down because of him, or what do you think?
Only time will tell, man. I don't know.
But that's been the case since you've been here, and we've actually talked about this before. Going back to your high school days, you know, there were other guys in your backfield that were elite players, so you're kind of used to, hey, it's my turn, I'm going to make the most of it. Now it's your turn, I'm going to root you on.
Yeah, I've always kind of done a backfield by committee and played with a lot of talented running backs, so I mean, I know what it's like. You just got to make the most of your opportunities. I mean, not one person's going to be out there for 60, 70 plays, so you just got to go out there and make best of what you get.
Is this one of the more talented groups you've had? Because I look at this group and there's just Damian adds to a mix that all you guys have already produced at a high level, running, catching the ball. This is a pretty deep group.
I feel like each year, I mean, the coaching staff has done a great job of forming good backfields ever since my rookie year until now. So, like I said, we have a lot of competitive guys, guys that make plays not just on offense, on special teams too. So, I mean, everybody just does what it takes to help the team get wins.
All right, I looked it up. Your Madden rating overall is 86.
Wow.
Pretty good. Are you one of those guys who worries about this stuff?
I wouldn't say I worry about
it.
Oh,
but you look at it.
Everybody looks at it, yeah.
But you knew what it was.
Yeah, I knew what it was. Yeah.
So which part of it is not right?
I mean, I feel like that's a good rating. I'm not going to complain
about
that.
What's the speed, Dale? You got the speed there?
Speed is 89.
Yeah, 89's not a... You thought 90 would be nice, though. Yeah, that 90 number is nice.
Acceleration is 92.
Okay,
wow. That's good. Hands have got to be up there.
Agility's 90.
Okay.
Strength.
Uh-oh.
68.
Oh, get in the weight room.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
What have you been doing?
Everything's not going to be right.
60.
Are there some guys on the team that are super, not just the ratings, but are super into playing the game?
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're not.
I'm not. I play the game. I don't know how many guys are too into Madden. I'm not sure.
Do you use the Patriots?
The first couple games I play with, I usually play with the Patriots, and then after that, it's free reign.
Yeah. What about with the Red Sox, Fortnite became a big deal, and you know, with teams, and they obviously travel a lot more than you guys, and it sort of sets up differently, but are video games in general a big thing with you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a few guys on the team that play video games and stuff. I play video games. That's pretty much all I do. I don't really do much other than that, so.
What game are you playing?
I play 2K, Fortnite, Madden, all that stuff. I play a lot of my college teammates and stuff, so that's how we keep in touch.
You guys, Melvin Gordon, you guys play with Melvin Gordon?
He's not the greatest video game player.
Wow, a shot.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, if he gets a new contract, he can get more games.
For Madden, Madden, he's pretty good, I should say.
All right.
And, yeah, other than that.
Who's the best guy that you play with, whether it's a college teammate or a current teammate?
I know Adam Butler's really good at a lot of video games. Kava, I know he's pretty good, too. So, yeah, a good group of guys.
So when you don't use the Patriots, who do you use?
Can't speak on that.
The Jets? He just mouthed the Jets. That's not right.
Were you among those guys doing a little trash talking on the practice field last week?
No.
There was a lot of woofing going on.
I mean, that's just good competition. I mean, that's football. There's going to be trash talk. There's going to be some scuffles every now and then, but you don't want to let it escalate too high. You're trying to get, you know, good practice work in at the end of the day, but that's just football, and it's just good competition.
How have you seen Jarrett Stidham's progression from maybe the day you met him all the way to the second preseason game? How have you seen him look?
I mean, he's working hard. It's not easy playing quarterback in this offense. I mean, he's learning from Hoyer and Tom. You have good examples to learn from. So he's getting better and better each and every week. And like I said, hopefully he continues to work.
You've been around some young quarterbacks. Are there, when they start and it's OTAs and it's like the first time they step in the huddle, are they – can you tell they're nervous? Is their voice sort of crackling a little bit?
It's tough. A quarterback, there's a lot of stuff you have to look at and pay attention to compared to most positions. Like, you pretty much just know what everybody else is doing. So it's tough. It's not easy. Probably when you step into the huddle the first time, it's probably like speaking Chinese and stuff. So, but I said, he's working hard. And like I said, they have a good competition going on.
Do you follow Tom Brady on Instagram?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So did you learn for the first time that he eats pizza? Because I was a little surprised.
I mean, everybody has their guilty pleasures.
I mean, David Andrews was eating pizza with him. That didn't surprise me at all. I assumed he was eating pizza, but I mean, Tom Brady's eating pizza like the rest of us.
Yeah, he's human, right?
I'm not sure
is
that's
he?
True.
Is
that's
he
breaking news right now. Let's get that
sure
out there. I don't know if you guys talked about this at all last week, but do you watch Hard Knocks? Is that something you're interested in at all?
Every now and then, if it's on, I'll watch it, things of that nature, yeah.
If it would never happen here, but if the Patriots were a team that was selected and Belichick gave it the green light, again, wouldn't happen. But if he did, would you be okay with a camera crew following you around, like at your house and things like that? Just you playing Fortnite all day?
Probably no.
Yeah.
You seem a little more private than...
Yeah, I'm fairly private, I should say. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... this week you have a game, Thursday night, Gillette Stadium. the dress rehearsal? I know some people, are you looking forward to getting out there, maybe getting Tom out there and continuing the process, building towards the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good football team we're going up against. We've played them a few times since I've been here. It's always a good football game. It usually comes down to last plays, things of that nature. So be good work for us. They have a lot of talented guys on that team. So be excited. Hopefully get out there and, you know, try and build that team camaraderie that we always talk about.
We appreciate the time. Oh, by the way, Kyle Van Noy once said he played Fortnite for 12 straight hours.
What?
Ugh. Have you been able to beat that?
Jeez. I hope not.
It's just up there. Not that long.
Don't your thumbs and stuff start to hurt?
It's a mental game, too.
Is that how Edelman got hurt?
12 straight hours. I mean,
I think he streams and stuff. So
okay.
I'll be afraid to go out and take a walk.
See if the sun's still out
or something. James, good to see you again. Thank you. James White joining us here on Patriots Monday. Our interview with James brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Good luck this week.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.